Everybody go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand yeah. up.
Yeah,
stand
up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth. From one to four, we about that action. So tap in and let's go. We want that justice. We want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready. Let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready. We ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And we got guests. We got the people that's been fighting to keep the detox center opened right here in the city of Milwaukee, once again falling victim to budget cuts from Milwaukee County. And last week we had several people speak out against what's happening with the detox center and how important it is to have it open as a resource for those that need it. Once again, we got Adam, we got Michelle, we got Ronald, and we got Melanie in studio. Hey, look, I thank y'all for coming back.
First.
Thank y'all for coming back. Thank y'all for spending the block on us, because this is something that is close to the wire, I guess. I don't know exactly how much time we got left to really let our voices be heard, because y'all been working around the clock, I would say, to try to show up and let the voices be heard when it comes to what's going on with this detox center. Adam, last time you spoke on that, you needed a lot of these resources, and you're fighting for those that need those resources as well.
Exactly.
Where are we at right now?
I think the final decision is tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I think the final, we will be there. The county supervisors, they meet tomorrow morning. We'll be there. They made some amendments to the budget, but we wasn't included in it. So we're going to keep pushing until somebody hears us, because when that day come, it's going to mean death for some people.
We in the middle of SNAP benefits being cut, right? Government shutdown. Is the detox center being lost in the conversation right now?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I think so.
Yes, it is.
Most definitely.
There was a couple meetings since the last time we met. What's going on?
Basically the same thing. I actually had a chance to talk to David Crowley the other day. Outside a meeting that they had. And he said to me that if they did find the money to fund detox for 1 year, they wouldn't have the money again next year. And I basically told him, we'll have to wait till next year to see. If we can just find the money this year, we'll deal with next year when next year comes.
Maybe y'all can do some type of fundraiser between now and next year to make up for it.
Exactly. He basically said the same thing. The money is not there. So it's a million other things they could have cut. Like the effects of closing down detox is going to be catastrophic, especially to the black community. We all ride down the street every day, and we see people on the street corner panhandling. We see homeless people with mental health issues, with nowhere to go, don't know where to start to get help. And if you talk to the average person, detox is step one, right? Mm-hmm. And then we like the arm. If you come to detox, we can get you in substance abuse treatment.
Mm-hmm.
We also can get you hooked up with a case manager, with an RSC worker, with a peer specialist, like just try to help you find your way in life, right? That's the starting point. And like for the black community, we have no other place to go to start if we want to get ourselves together.
So this is affecting, is this a detox center that helps multiple ideas? But this is a public detox center, and who comes there the most?
Well, every race come there. but majority black people use the facility, right?
So this is a majority black use detox center.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. See, and it helps everybody. I mean, we're not, it's just the way it's set up is more blacks are coming to that particular
detox
center.
Because of the location.
And right? How many detox centers are there in the city of Milwaukee?
Well, let me just tell you what I know. Well, I know of Rogers Memorial, us, and they say that hospitals have beds designated just for detox. I don't know how many beds, but I can guarantee you this is not enough beds. We have 60 people in our facility, right? So the hospital, they take some people, but trust and believe me, they wouldn't. It would just be too much on the hospital system.
Mm. Now,
they use the hospital uses First Step as a resource. Like I think we had mentioned that before. Yeah. You go to Frederick Hospital, they have like, I think it's like 10 to 15 beds that are alone for detox, but that's only for alcohol and heroin. And the other thing you're going through, they outsource it to detox. They give you a cab and send you right to detox, 32nd and Locust, drop you off. That's their resource. Wow. They use it as a resource.
So let me just give you a little something. The hospitals, the fire department, and the police department drop people off there on a daily basis, every day. Right. So when they run into people that's going through a mental health crisis or whatever the case may be, they bring them to us. When they run into people that's, you know, being belligerent and drunk on the street, instead of taking them to jail, they bring them to us to sober up, you know, so maybe they want to, you know, get hooked up with some resources or whatever the case may be. But yes, we are used by the fire department, the hospitals and the police department.
I got a question. Somebody in the chat, White Widow says, how much are we talking annual budget? What does it cost to run each year? What are we talking? Because I know it said 2.9. The contract was $2.9 million.
$2.9 million. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's the idea.
That's the idea.
And they're saying that if they can find a way to fund it this next year, then after that, it would be in trouble after
in
that
trouble
again.
Again.
So is there any type of way that they could just say, okay, we're going to fund it one more year and then allow for that time to be used as fundraising in the meantime?
I believe it's a way, but it's up to them. I don't know the exact way, but I'm quite sure it's they can cut something else besides that.
Mm.
And can I just say this? I heard, I'm Michelle.
How you doing, Michelle?
I'm a counselor at First Step Detox. Even though the hospitals may have a part where they have people in there that for detox, they only keep them 24 hours. First Step Detox, you are there for the max of 7 days, no matter what your drug of choice is. And then we do our best to find them treatment centers that's also connected to detox. We also refer people to other treatment centers for residential treatment, such as Serenity Inn. So we and they call us for referrals, ask us, do we have anybody that's looking for residential treatment?
Mm-hmm.
So not only do we keep them for 7 days, they have bed, they eat 3 to 4 meals a day, they can shower and commune with one another. They have counselors on staff, nurses.
Peer specialists.
Yes, peer specialists, residential assistant, staff on duty for any time of the night is 24 hours. So
medication management.
Yep. So who, even I don't care, Rogers or the hospitals, they can't do what we do. And again, these people have nowhere to go. Some of them come in and they just need to sober up. They still get a meal. They are able to brush their teeth, you know, wash their face, and even if they don't stay the whole 7 days. So if they shut down detox, not only are they stopping people from getting the help that they need, which I hear all the time is, what can we do to stop the death and the overdose of people using right. drugs to turn around and say close a place that helps people. I remember in 19, if I've been clean from substance use and alcohol since 1993. My first step of getting to sobriety was first step detox.
Oh, wow.
It was on 12th and Highland. If it wasn't for that place, I wouldn't be here today. Not only did it save my life, but it saved my children's lives.
Wow.
You know, so to shut it down, I just don't see the reasoning behind it.
Did they even give you an explanation of why? Because I got a question in the chat. Josh says, I got a question. Is the true first step is closing down because of internal issues? And then he said, or was it because people are not getting the quality care? Or are these rumors that can you clear this up? The rumors that they're saying about the care center, but these are the things that they're saying that was an issue. But what I'm saying is that when we talk about detox centers, you have a lot of mental health ideas as well.
Exactly. Yes.
So I know it's issues when you're dealing with people that may not have a lot of cognitive thinking skills. So was there any issues internally?
So let me just, I like to answer that question. So I like to tell people who make comments like that, regardless to what you think about First Step, we help everybody. Like, you can go in the recovery community, and I guarantee you, over half of the people that got multiple years clean came through First Step.
Right.
Right?
I met some people. Yeah.
Oh, most definitely. So nowhere is going to be perfect, especially when you're dealing with people with mental health issues and substance abuse issues. So, you know, put it to you like this. We feed every treatment center in Milwaukee County. I've been a counselor at First Step for years. It's not a place that I have not sent a client, right, for treatment, right? So regards to what people think, we have so many people that benefits from First Step and still benefiting because they went to First Step. So that's basically all I got to say about that, right?
Everybody
got an opinion. I love First Step, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be sitting there talking to you if it weren't for First Step.
It helps you out.
Right, exactly.
You have a living testimony.
Exactly.
And so does Michelle. I mean, like I said, I've met several people that stopped me since we did the first show. I was like, man, I hope that they don't close that center down. You know what I mean? Because I had a family member that went over there and got the support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'll say this, you know, when you're dealing with multiple people from different backgrounds with mental health, you may hear a lot of stuff, but at the end of the day, how many people are getting the actual care and help and the ideal outcome?
Exactly.
Can I give you an example right quick? Here's an example.
Well, before you give the example, we got to run the break, Ron. Let's run the break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this detox center. They're trying to keep it open. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
So I know that was going to come. People, everybody has their own personal opinion.
Okay, well, something going on with the Andrew. We went to break already. Stay locked in.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. We've been talking about this detox center that is set to close, a public detox center. And I'll tell you this, this is something that gets lost in the shuffle when we talk about the government shutdown and all the other things in the media right now. But I think that this is something that we got to continue to have the conversation about, because when we talk about these things and when we talk about detoxing, when we talk about families, once again, this is something that we truly need on the front lines. This is more of a front lines situation where a family has somebody going through the crisis. I hear a lot of people talk, oh, let's have a talk about mental health. Let's have these conversations and, you know, let's get ahead of it. But I always asked, I always said, what do you do when somebody is having the crisis? And it's crickets. Well, I mean, they call the police. They call 911. And many times they don't know how to respond to somebody that's freaking out. They're there to get the situation under control. So if somebody's going through a crisis and out of control, that could end up in a bad situation for the person that's having the mental health crisis. If the officers are not CIT. Mm-hmm. So I always tell people, what is going on here in this space? Because the detox center usually deals with the mental health crisis, mm-hmm. which I don't see enough resources for the crisis.
Yeah, so the detox center, we actually for drugs and alcohol, but because you're not going to have one without the other 99% of the time, right? So we end up dealing with a lot of people with mental health issues, and we end up referring them to other places. But most of the time, we're able to get them their medication. We're able to get them kind of like stable to be able to meet with a psychiatrist or something like that. Before we went to break, I wanted to say one thing. It's always those people at the top who think they know something, mm-hmm. but they ain't down here with boots on the ground where we at. I see this every day, right? I'll give you a good example. They put Rogers on a pedestal because it's Rogers, right? Everybody I ever known that went to Rogers, they detox them and they hand them a piece of paper on their way out the door and they say, call these places. These very people that they hand this paper to can't read, can't comprehend. Ain't never called no.
They don't
place.
Have an advocate to.
They don't
to
have. Help they don't through. Have that advocate. What we do at First Step, if you come in that door and you seeking residential treatment, or you seeking mental health, or you just need help with just getting your medication, getting back on your medication right, we're gonna make sure that's what you get. If you want to go to residential treatment, we're gonna transport you after you detox straight to the residential treatment facility, whichever treatment facility you want to go to, because clients got the right to choose. So clients might choose any place. If you come there and you say, hey, I want to go to Oshkosh, Michelle, she's a counselor. She's going to make the connection that she need to make to try to get you to right. where you want to go, right? So people always talking Rogers, 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 Rogers. Everybody I know that went to Rogers, all they tell me, yeah, they detoxed me and they put me in a cab and sent me the First Step.
Yes.
Every day we dealing with this. Mm. Just tell them anything. Go to First Step. They're going to send you the treatment. But once you get to us, if you're not positive for no drugs or alcohol, we still take care of you. We still try to help you out. But legally, we can't admit you into our facility.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So we do things like people come to us with no shoes, no socks, no. Man, people come to us all kind of ways. But when they leave, y'all there, they got
adapted.
Shoes,
y'all have
socks.
Adapted to yeah. the people y'all serving.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds
like. They might
like.
Just be hungry. We got sandwiches right then and there for them. You ain't necessarily got to come in for services for us to feed you.
Right in the lobby.
If you show up with no shoes on, we're going to try to work with you and make sure you get some shoes. It might be snowing outside. So I just wanted to say that.
Okay, so like I said, if this is a necessary situation where people are in need of this, why do y'all feel personally that this is happening? Because this sounds like it's a needed service.
I think it's happening personally because they don't care about us. They don't care about our community. They don't care about our folks. Some of the people, powers that be, they want this problem to remain a problem because they make money off of it. Mm. Off of our suffering and our despair, you know. So, I mean, a whole lot of different elements go into the reason why, you know, but it boils down to the fact that they don't care about us, because if they cared about us, they'll make us a priority and they'll make our needs a priority and the resources that's helping our people a priority right. in terms of their giving. But the first person they want to take away from is us. Because guess what? In their mind, we're expendable.
Mm. And this is, when you say they, this is the county.
Yeah, when
because
I say they.
They're cutting this out the budget. So not one person made that decision.
Definitely not one.
Definitely
one
not. Definitely not. Definitely
what
not.
What are the people that are elected to represent us saying? Like the black representation.
Isn't that funny?
For our side of town. You know, that's what they're there for, to fight for what we need on our side of town.
I definitely want to speak up for my representative in the 7th District. Her name is Felicia Martin. I spoke with her last night. She's definitely for trying to keep the detox center open. She sees that there is a need, and she did appreciate people coming out. The town hall is very important, and that's where she got the information because she didn't even understand what – First Step actually was when she heard about it.
But that's the sad, that's the sad part.
Yeah, that's right. the sad that's, part, that's but what, she didn't. She yeah. didn't know. But when she heard the people speak at the town hall, she heard Ron, she heard Adam, and she was like, this service is desperately needed. She was like, I don't understand why they want to cut this out of the budget. So it is needed.
It is
but
my
what
issue
she told
it.
Me what she told me that even though they was to allocate the money for them, they don't have authority to tell the mental health division or the sheriff how to spend the money. So if they gave them the money, that doesn't mean that First Step would get it.
Why would they give it to them though?
Because we fall up under that
Human
umbrella.
Services. So the mental health board
is
decided
over.
To cut.
Exactly.
So if they give the money to Human Hold Services, on. That still don't mean Human Services is going to give it to us.
Hold on.
You're saying the mental health board?
Exactly.
So there's a mental health board. They're saying that they don't need a service that's on the front lines dealing with mental health.
Exactly.
Because ALDA
that's what I said.
Falls under mental illness. It's a mental illness.
But can't they mandate those dollars to be specific in terms of where they go? When they put that money in there, they could say, this money must specifically go to the
they
detox.
They have done it to other ideas.
At one time,
they used to could do that, but what she told me last night, they don't have that with the sheriff department and with the mental health. They can give them the money, but they cannot, they have no say so as to how they spend it.
I don't believe that.
That's what she told me.
I don't believe that.
Well,
that's exactly what she
told me. And this is the problem. You know, there's nothing clear here, you know, and what she's saying is she's speaking from what she heard from an elected official.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is somebody that's there to try to work on our behalf. And if that's the case, and you don't, and you say you don't believe it because you've seen other things happen in a way that you're
exactly.
speaking, and I have too. Mm-hmm. But when you talk about there's a board that's governing a certain concept or idea, is that wrote up different? Is the way that they do from the mental health standpoint? Because I see a lot of groups. They got men groups talking about mental health. They got female groups talking about mental health. They in the schools talking about mental health. But when, like I said, When somebody freaks out, I'm gonna call the police. And so that don't make no sense. If this is the First Step Detox Center is dealing with a lot of the crisis ideas.
Exactly.
Well, that's one less crisis resource that's going to be available to those having problems.
In order for First Step to be closed down and not gave the money, the mental health board had to take a vote.
Exactly.
And they voted against it. So if we're going to point fingers, I'm quite sure they're the ones we point the finger at.
Exactly. And if the county supervisors, if they are on board, and there are some that's on it, like I told you, I talked to Mize, and I was on her. I called her 3 times last week. And I had to let her know, if you don't call me back, please remember, I am a voter. I also own property in your district. So my vote gonna count. She reached out to me, and I spoke with her last night. We talked for a whole hour, and when she broke that down to me, I was like, oh, my God. The community don't know that. Mm. See, that's why I say people need to reach out to. We elect them. We put them in office.
That's right.
So we need to get them on the phone and talk to them and demand to talk to them.
Yes.
Not their assistant. Mm-hmm. Talk to them personally to see where they stand. And that's where she, that's why I have the utmost respect for her, because she told me she's all for this.
But here's
but she don't
works.
Understand yeah.
well,
why.
Well, we got to run the break. We got to go pay some bills. But when we come back, we're going to continue this the discussion right here on the Tory Lowe Show about the detox center that may soon not be available to those in need in our community. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
What a one. Seven the truth. Tory Lowe show. We got advocates in the building fighting for a detox center that is being cut from the budget, from the county. And over the years, I've had to deal with people going through mental health crisis. And for those that listen to the show since the show started to now, I'd always ask the question, okay, where do these people with mental health crisis go? We understand the conversation. Because that's where all the money at, it seemed like to me. It seemed like they put a bunch of money into people talking about it.
That's right.
But now the people that's willing to be in this space where they have to be, somebody have to be dealt with, where there is drugs or maybe some type of crisis idea, I think we need more of those resources, because I've seen how the police over the past couple years, when they come to these mental health crisis situations, several of them have ended in the death of the person going through the mental health crisis due to maybe they may have been holding a weapon, or due to they, you know, they're out of control and they may have seemed threatening, or they were threatening. But all I'm saying is that now we have a detox center that's serving the community, serving everybody but majority black, is on the chopping block. And Adam, you was telling a story about when you went to other facilities to try to get help, and you take away this detox center, what is left for people that's going through crisis?
Yeah, so I was telling a story about I went to Frederick Hospital, went through their detox. They have a very small detox unit for alcoholism. And they hooked me up with a social worker that seen me one time and came back and told me she was going to send me a pamphlet. And all the stuff was old. It was revised 2003. This was 2024. So all this information was like 21 years old, and I called half these numbers, didn't even work, and half the numbers were disconnected or wrong numbers. But the ones that did work, there was like a long waiting list. They weren't the ones that, you know, First Step Detox provides. You know, Jeanetta Robinson, Matt Talbot, you know, I went right back out to using. I went right back to the streets, nowhere to go, no stability. And discouraged.
Oh, wow.
That's one thing that detox provides for you, is a little bit of something to stand on.
And you went to First Step Detox.
Yeah, I was in First Step Detox.
And what was the difference?
Difference is that during your time in detox, you know, they give you the option to go to treatment. And every day they'll come up to you in order that you came in, and they'll ask you, do you want to go to treatment? And they have like beds available, and they'll let you know what facilities are open, and you can decide to go and make that big step forward. You know,
so they was advocating for you to get the resources. You felt like you had somebody that cared,
yes,
trying to move you into that big step of really taking the treatment.
And First Step has a lot of other things that I think we're forgetting about. They also have like AA meetings, NA meetings, support groups. Christian pastor comes in on Sundays. You know, there's our RSC workers, which is recovery support coordinators. And they come in and they interview you to get you lined with the resources that you need once you leave detox. All these things are provided at detox. If you're not there, then they can't find you.
Right.
You know, then many people that come into detox don't have a phone.
Yeah.
or they're working off Wi-Fi, so there's no way to get a hold of anybody. They're using text now numbers, which is Wi-Fi capable phone numbers. So if you leave there, you can call that number all you want. If they're not hooked up to Wi-Fi at the library, you're not reaching anybody.
Oh, wow.
So it's very difficult to get a hold of, you know, a lot of people that live on the streets. So these
resources
are
And that's coming from somebody who needed the resources.
Exactly.
And went through almost every resources that was available.
Yes.
And you're saying First Step was the one that brought you through.
First Step was my stepping stone. That put me in the right path.
Oh, wow.
Set me on a journey. I mean, I'm going on 5 months clean, four and a half months clean now. And, you know, I'm
and this doing is the right And this is the place they putting on the chopping block.
It is, and it's you know, the more we talk about it, it sits in the back of my mind. This is almost malicious. This is almost like you're taking a vital resource away from the community and the homeless people and the people that suffer from addictions from the streets. This is the only place that we have in the city of Milwaukee, Detox, 32nd and Locust. Everybody knows you can go there for help. And if you take that away,
right in the block,
where are they going to go for help? They're going to end up with a piece of paper sitting outside of Frederick Hospital with security asking you to leave the premises.
Yep.
Wow.
Talk about it.
Wow.
So we need the community to ask. I mean, make those calls and ask, where are these people going to go to get the help that they need?
And aside from that, Tori,
yeah,
we need people to get mad.
Exactly.
You know, we have to stop being so passive in our approach to these issues. We need to get angry about this stuff. Right. That's why nothing changes, because people think nothing's going to happen. Mm. They feel there's no consequences. They can do whatever they want to do to us. At our expense, we're expendable. We don't matter. You know, we'll get over it, or they resist. They'll figure it out. You know what? We're tired of having to figure it out. You know,
it sounds like it's about to be an issue that's going to bleed in our community.
It is, and we have to get angry about that, and we have to mobilize and say no. The church community, which I represent, the faith community, the community leaders out there, the advocates, the other organizations out there, everybody got to rally and come together and say, hell no, this won't go, you know, and put our foot down. I mean, we got to get pissed off.
Seems like they done rounded up everybody to be upset about the SNAP benefits.
Thank you.
And while all of this is going on, the people that are on the front lines that they need the true help that could cause – without it, it may be a uptick in other things.
It's going to be uptick.
I mean, I don't want to put that out there in the universe. But it's what do you think is going to happen?
Crime is going to increase. More robberies. You know, burglaries. I mean, home invasions.
Shoplifting.
Yes.
So hold on. The detox center. How many people do they help? Is there
last year it was over 4,000 people went through detox.
Okay, so 4,000 people now will probably have to try to find other options that nobody's really sure of. And then once they get to the point where there is no help, I think that it becomes an issue for the community at that point.
Yes.
And these are going to be crisis. Like, people be going through crisis, right? People don't even be thinking when they're going through it.
Right.
Like, First Step detox is almost like automatic to people with mental health and substance abuse problems. They ain't even got to think. They know where to go.
They know where to go.
You know, one day I was in my car. I sent this client that I had dealt with before, and he was just walking down the street. And I pulled over, and I said, hey, man, what's going on with you? He said, hey, Ron, I'm glad to see you. I'm looking for that place. And I'm like, what place? He said, you know the place. And I'm like, what place? So I put him in my car, and I go to detox. As I'm riding up to the building, he said, there go the place right there.
Oh, wow.
That place.
Yeah.
And I just want to point out, we're approaching a time in this country where they're trying to make homelessness illegal. Mm-hmm. When this happens, it's going to be even more dangerous for our people on the streets suffering from addiction and homelessness. It's just getting harder and harder for the American people that are struggling.
And it's going to be cold outside.
It's going to be cold outside.
Exactly. Sad to say that some people are going to die just by the decision that they just made.
And don't they supposed to finalize the vote on the budget on
this week?
Friday or tomorrow?
Tomorrow. They made some amendments, but we wasn't in the amendments. I've been getting positive talk. Like I say, I seen David Crowley. You know, he had positive stuff to say, but in the end, it was negative.
Exactly.
They can't come up with
that
money.
That's spin, man. When they get to talk about, it just ain't no money, that's bull crap. Well, y'all just, it's just, we would, but it's no money. Man, stop. You know, you would, then you can. You know, you just won't.
And what is David Crawley trying to run for?
Governor.
You better say that.
And the path to the governor office, I keep saying it, runs through our community. Mm. Everybody that's sitting on that county board of supervisors, sitting occupying those seats, you got to get our vote to sit there. You know, I mean, we have to start holding people
accountable.
I'm just so upset that we're so passive when it comes to dealing with the issues in our own community that devastates our people. And nobody gets mad. It's like we're conditioned to accept this foolishness. And we got to stop being so passive in our resistance. We have to get angry and we have to make people accountable for doing these things to us by voting them out, kick them all out, and start over again with people that care about us.
Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation. I want to know, what can we do? It's the last minute.
Last minute.
We on
That's
the
it.
We on the last few hours.
Yes.
Mm. That's it. Then January 1, bam, no more dick talk.
Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Man, if we don't
more
get
of the
mad.
Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Look. We got a situation that's in the ninth inning, you know, and the detox center, the First Step Detox Center, is in the awakenings of being closed, and we have members, community members, service workers that are here in the studio that are just saying, look, this is a needed resource in our community, and it's about to be gone, and this may have some negative repercussions on the community. This facility is on 32nd and Locust. So this is right in the middle of the neighborhoods that need it the most. Yeah. We talked about where if they don't have this facility, where people go? Where are they going to go? And it wasn't looking too good. The answer wasn't looking too not the best. But what can people do in this ninth hour to try to help bring some attention to this?
We need everybody that will pick up the phone. Pick up the phone, call down to the County Board of Supervisors office. Ask who your supervisor is in your area by giving them your address. Tell them to transfer you to that person. Tell that person that we need them to stand on not closing or defunding detox. Make it clear to your county board representative that your vote for them is going to depend on their vote for us. That's what everybody got to do. Make them know my vote for you is going to depend on your vote for us when it comes to keeping or funding detox. That's the push we got to have. I know people are not going to get up, come out in the cold early in the morning to go up to the courthouse building for this hearing. I know they're not going to do that because we asked them to do that before and they didn't. But they can pick up the phone in the warmth of your home and you can call, bug them, harass them, be angry. I'm not saying be nice to them. They need to feel our hurt, our pain, the urgency of this matter tomorrow because the clock is today. It's not too late even today. Mm-hmm. Flood their phones today. Call them now. Start right now. Letting them know how we feel that you will not continue to be allowed to kill us without consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And if you don't get anyone on the phone, make sure you leave a message. A lot of times they have a representative that would answer, let their representative know that, look, hey, I want to talk to my county supervisor. Let them know that, hey, time is running out. I want to hear where they stand on this. Even call Crowley's office. You know, the main
Please
number.
Please call Crowley's office.
Call the main office. Leave messages. I mean, flood it with messages. We need those calls to come through. If you can't come out tomorrow, leave those messages. That phone should be blowing up.
And just so you know, it's the County Board of Supervisors meet tomorrow in the courthouse, room 200. It's the budget adoption meeting. So if you can't come out in the morning, I'll be there. Come out and support us. We're trying to keep Detox open, because if Detox closes, it's going to mean death in our community.
Wow.
They're going to defund Detox. Michelle, they're going to have to fund
Adam.
They're going to have to fund. They're going to detox. They're going to defund Detox. They're going to have to fund another morgue.
That's all. Oh, wow.
That's what's going to happen.
Yes. All of us have a family member, a loved one, or somebody that we know that struggles with mental illness or addiction. And everybody in the mental health field knows that people with mental illness, 9 times out of 10, will stop taking their medication and self-medicate. So when you're calling the police and all of this for your loved one because they're having some type of mental health crisis, the first thing that they're going to do is send them to Detox. Once they come to Detox and they have detox from the substance that they used, then we set them up with the mental health specialist that will prescribe their mental health medications to start them back on their medications again, and we assist them with getting to the proper place to continue on addressing their mental illness and their addiction. If Detox closes, everybody that's sitting around talking about the crime and people with mental health and the homelessness, to me, they really don't care. They just want to sit back and talk about it, but nobody is trying to do anything about it in reality. Because if they were, they would not be trying to close down First Step Detox.
Well, could I say one last thing? If they shut down Detox and defund Detox, causing that shutdown, I'm going to make a promise that the faith-based community is going to mobilize in this upcoming election next year, and we're going to make sure that consequences fall on those that stood idly by and did nothing. I promise you I'm making that commitment right now. So I'm making that commitment to the county board supervisors as well as Crowley, the county exec who inspires to be governor. If that happens, I promise you it's going to be my life mission to make sure that don't happen for them.
Oh, wow. And I'll say this. If you want to call, I guess we Googled to try to figure out what the number is to the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors. They saying to contact the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors, you can call 414-344-6711 to try to call and get the information on who's your county supervisor and let them know how you feel about this situation.
Did you just say 344-6711?
Yep.
That's the bus line number.
Okay, well, they said that Milwaukee County Board. This is on the internet. Mm-hmm.
That's just an example. Mm. That's an example. Mm. That's an example right there.
Well, we got another number. Well, I don't know. This is
they're known for posting stuff and then taking it down and changing. Time.
Well, what's the number, Adam? hold on, be quiet. 414-278-4212. 4212. 414-278-4212.
Call that number.
Now, what number is that?
That's not the bus line number.
Okay.
414. Say that number one more time.
414-278-4212. All right. Hold on. You finna call it, Bishop?
Yes, this is Bishop Brooks. I'm
here we go. He called
right
it,
now from the Tory
wait,
Low Show.
Wait a minute, no.
Could
no,
I speak to you,
we,
the,
look, when we come back.
County exec,
because I don't think we can do that legally. Hey, look, when we come back, hey, I appreciate y'all for coming through. I appreciate y'all for coming on the show.
We can't do it legally.
We the people.
Hey, but once again, let your voices be heard. Thank y'all for coming through.
Thank you, George.
Thank you for having
Truth
us.
Truth Nation. Stay locked right here on Tory Love.
Truth Nation.